It's Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Brought to you in part by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Hike, Mindell, Grubbs, and Dalbor, Swing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, The Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment, and Action Specialties. Now, here's Coach Indes.
Good morning. Welcome on this March 1st, early morning. Busy weekend in sports that we're going to get to in a minute. Got a lot to talk about today. Just remember, if you want to call in, doesn't necessarily have to be exactly on the topic. You know, 367-1240, let us know what's going on. If you got a question about something, question from the old coach, and you might have a question for Turbo, give us a call right here. 367-1240, www.kane1240.com, or just ask Alexa, play Kane 1240. Busy weekend, Turbo.
Very.
So we're going to start. We're going to kind of dedicate this first segment to high school sports, to the high school sports roundup. Talk a little baseball, a little basketball. So first of all, boys basketball, two huge wins for local schools and coaches that we both talked to this past Friday. So Nish, a game that we covered here, that Jeff Boggs covered. 66-58 over Parkway. Nish, number six seed, Parkway 27. But just as Coach Russ explained to us, he expected a tough game and he got one.
Yeah, he was scared to death of their shooting threes.
Yes. And came out to shoot down 10-2, down 16-13 after the first quarter. Looks like they settled down after that. Jatarius Fuselet, 22 points. Jordan Skinner, 18 points. And they eventually, the cream rose to the top. As a matter of fact, I think Coach Russ's team ended up shooting the threes pretty darn well. And they will move on to the next round against North Shore, the number 11 seed, which I'm assuming, yes, that's going to be home as well.
It should be.
Yes, because 11 would have played 22. And so six would be the home team between those two, both having had a home game.
Correct.
Yeah. And we'll let you know if there's going to be any coverage or anything moving forward with that. Now, that game was expected. This next one we felt was a toss-up. Catholic High versus St. Thomas Aquinas. It was 8-9, Catholic High being the 9, having to travel to Hammond, which you figure is going to give Aquinas a slight edge. You were there, Turbo.
We did the game.
Yeah, 39-36. Panthers find a way to pull it out. And we were discussing earlier, tell us about Aquinas pulling the ball out. Questioning that.
I did. And even Catholic High had a decent little crowd there, considering that gym probably holds, if you're familiar with the old Mount Carmel gym, it maybe held 200 people at the most. And Catholic High had a crowd of about 30. 35 people.
Were they allowing, were they stopping people from coming in? Was it a COVID-related crowd?
It was check your temperature, though, crowd.
Gotcha.
You know, when you went in.
I would like to see more of that. Let's check temps at the door and let them in, you know.
And pretty good crowd. Basically, in the first quarter, it was, you know, each team feeling each other out. And then the second quarter, it was all tied up at 22, or maybe Catholic High was down 24-22. Going into the third quarter, they were down by, 31-29. And basically the game early in the fourth quarter, there was hardly any scoring. Then with a 32-31 lead, St. Thomas Aquinas decided Catholic High was playing, they stuck to their 1-2-2 zone defense, which they'd been playing just about the whole year. And the coach from Aquinas decided to hold the ball, and one of his young men was just holding the ball out near midcourt, and they were trying to get Catholic High to come out of their man-to-man defense, and they wouldn't.
Wanted them to come out into a man-to-man defense.
That's right.
Wanted to pull them out
of that zone,
yeah.
And lo and behold, they wouldn't do it, and they had a one-point lead at the time. I don't know if it was 32-31 or 31-30, but anyway, Catholic High wouldn't come out of it, and they held the ball for about 2 minutes. And in my thought process, Catholic High was only rotating about seven kids, while Aquinas was, they were probably playing 8 to 10 kids. And you can see the Catholic High starters were huffing and puffing. Mm-hmm. It gave them a time to catch their breath and relax. Yep. Not with a one-point lead, you don't pull it out. Now, if you had a 6-7-point lead, low-scoring game, sure.
Well, you pull it out and you just look for that perfect shot. There's no shot clock in high school basketball.
That's right.
I always say that's the great equalizer that I think, personally, if Dean Smith were coaching high school basketball right now with just a decent team, it wouldn't be fair. Because he knew how to work a clock better than anybody, in my opinion, in the history of basketball.
He did a good job working the
clock. I mean, Dean Smith at certain times, he'd pull it out with 10 minutes left in the game. If he just felt like it was going to be to his advantage, and he just knew how to do it, he felt it. If instead of a timeout to rest his guys, sometimes he said, all right, let's pull it out for a while. And, of course, that led to the shot clock.
That's right.
Because it is a great equalizer. Bobby Bean. That's a name way from the past, the now deceased Bobby Bean.
Yeah, Acadiana,
the greatest basketball coach that ever coached me personally, beat some really good Generette teams while he was at Catholic High. And it was by pulling the ball out. The game would end up, the final score would be 18-17. And don't get me wrong, it's not real fan friendly, but hey, he was following the rules and he did what he had to do. And it just amazing what he would end up doing is fouling out the other team. I can remember there were times when Generette's entire starting five had fouled out of the game. That this is true now. I'm not making this up.
Yeah, his son was a freshman as a heck of a player.
Yeah, well, pretty darn. As a matter of fact, I will get Steven on the show eventually.
All right.
We'll talk a little bit. Moving forward, St. Martinville can't leave the Tigers out right there north of New Iberia. 67-53 over Donaldsonville. St. Martinville, the 11 seed. Donaldsonville, the 22 seed. Next, they'll be traveling to Ville Platte. I call them the Ville Platte Villeplatians. Kind of like a Shalmation. It's a Villeplatian.
It's a different world.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Anybody knows anybody from Ville Platte, you know that's different, man.
Their sugar cane is squirrels.
Man, it's Ville Platte.
All right.
It's God's country. Going back to Catholic High, didn't finish up that. KK Reno, 15 points. So Catholic High now travels to number one Newman. And you know what? Hey, to beat a man, you got to beat the man.
Oh, you're right.
Randy Livingston led Newman now again, like we commented on next week. This is a little nostalgic. Catholic High, back when, of course, the split wasn't there, so the playoffs were longer, because I would think. And I should know this, but will this be the quarterfinal round? I don't think there. Yeah,
yes.
Because there's not five
no
rounds.
By district, right.
Yeah, there's no bye district. You go straight to regionals. So this is the equivalent round, because if Catholic High wins this game, it would put them into the top final four, I believe.
Yes.
And I don't say that with conviction, but I think so. So relatively speaking, same round. Randy Livingston, as a player, shows up here in Mount Carmel's gym, leads Newman to a win over Catholic High, 1993-ish. So now Randy Livingston, the head coach, will lead Newman. I do think Catholic High had a much – I think the spread was probably a little less than what it'll be this time. But you know what? Again, in basketball, you never know. One thing about this Catholic High team, it seems like they're playing really good defense.
They are. A lot of turnovers, create a lot of turnovers with their quickness. Also, they did not take 1-3 in the game Saturday.
Well, Josh told us that the other day. That's not their personality, which is very atypical of Josh's teams over the years, because he has had those slingers out there.
He's had some kids that can throw it up.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of times, I mean, I can remember the kind of offense that I say because I was part of the school at the time, it was a four guard offense. It was swing it around, and just look for that open three. Very little kicking it inside, which it looks like this team is more drive, penetrate, kick it inside, move it around, look for the good shot. And let's play good defense on the other end.
And they're not bad foul shooters, so to try to get the ball inside. Saturday, the little shot that was open was right inside the free throw line, about 8 to 10 feet. And they must have scored 40% of their points right there.
Wow. So great for Catholic High. Moving on. Go give Newman a shot. We'll continue to get these coaches on as they get in the playoffs. And, of course, we've got Highlands coach coming on later in the show. I posted that on Facebook.
Yeah, I had a text ago from one of my neighbors who is a Highland Baptist person. Yeah. And
look, on Tuesday, we're going to have Coach Fathery from Episcopal.
Yes.
So we're hitting them all, folks. I'm slowly getting these numbers. I can't tell you how it touches me when I talk to these coaches, when I text them, how fired up they are to come on the show. Because believe me, it's reciprocal. It is. I'm just as fired up that they're fired up to be on the show. So we'll be working that, getting baseball coaches on. We're going to hit everybody. Anybody that wants to be on, head coaches in the area, we're going to get them on because that's what we're all about. Speaking of head coaches, my old buddy, and I'm going to get him on to Coach Madden at Delcom. Coach Madden worked for me, with me, I hate saying for, at Catholic High my first couple of years. Greatest equipment guy ever in football. You know, Coach Madden could coach, but I'm talking, when it came to equipment, this guy was like a NASCAR pit crew on the sideline. I'm telling you, came off with a helmet issue. He's biting stuff off with his teeth. I'm telling you, he knew what he was doing. Well, Delcom, last three games, 18 runs, 12 runs, 23 runs.
Hello.
The latest 23-2 over Oberlin. So evidently, Delcom's swinging the stick. Could be a force, you know, that district that they're in for the last several years, it's always been a three-team race. Catholic High, Lorville, Ascension Episcopal.
Pretty much.
So if Delcom can get up in there and make it a four-team, that's gonna make things very interesting in that district.
Should be.
And, of course, them being the non-select, Lorville being the non-select, and you've got Catholic High and Ascension both being selects. But going head-to-head, that's going to be interesting for the area in baseball, and looking forward to covering that. Going to talk about a few things coming up this week before we go to a break. I'm really excited, and I'm going to mention his name every day. If you're younger, you may not know this name. If you don't, you need to. If you're my age, you'll definitely remember. If you're a little older, you're going to certainly remember. If you're Turbo's age, you're going to remember. Gary Joseph.
Yes.
One of the most humble guys you ever meet. I see Gary quite often at the golf course. My brother-in-law works with him at Palfinger. Palfinger is one of the biggest companies in the world. They're the ones that put the orange boats, orange safety vessels on ships and all these things all over the world. Gary is the CFO of that company. It's just done extremely well. But Gary Joseph was, in my first memory, he was a part of the infamous, and I don't use that word lightly, but the famous 1973 Evangeline Little League state champions. And that's back when everybody played Little League. There was no travel ball. There was no Babe Ruth. There was no Dixie Youth. Everybody played Little League. When you were the state champion of your Little League, you were playing some serious ball. So that's when I first got to know who Gary Joseph was, because my brother Joey played on that All-Star team. They ended up going to St. Petersburg, Florida.
Jude Desimo was on.
Absolutely. Oh, believe me, that name was going to come up. Jude definitely was. I wanted to say first baseman. Not a whole lot of conviction in that statement, but I remember Jude. I can remember Jude, the little things you remember. When we did win the state title that sent us to Florida, I can remember Jude before the last pitch. He had unbuttoned his shirt, and he's standing out there and just hooping it up, you know, for the last pitch, because I think we were beating the heck out of somebody.
Can you remember who beat them to go to Williamsport?
No, I can't.
Cal Ripken's team.
Okay, so.
And maybe Gary can remember that.
I talked to Keith Waldman about that the other day. And, yes, they did run into Cal Ripken.
To Cal Ripken, the junior, the one of Major League all-time games leader.
Oh, absolutely. One of the greatest to ever do it. So, good stuff. There's a lot of guys. I don't want to say all the names I'm going to bring up because there is a certain name from that team that was more famous than all of them, in my opinion, at that age. That I'm going to save that because this gentleman, he didn't quite have the future that some of these other guys. But when you want to talk about Little League legends, his initials were WC. Okay, WC. I'll throw that out there, and we'll talk about that later. Back to Delcom. Delcom plays Gate on Monday in baseball, and we've got a lot of baseball coming up. I'm going to have Coach Jordan Friday on the show to talk a little baseball, hoping to get Rob Segura. As a matter of fact, I've got to get Rob's number. I think you have it. Yeah, I'm going to get Rob's number from you, from Lorville. We're going to get Rob on the show. Of course, Rob, a New Iberian native, his dad, Judge Robert Segura, NISH graduate, and, you know, everybody knows Judge Rob. Moving on, we're going to get Coach Carol Sensley. Unbelievable run that Highland's having, but I don't think they're done.
I sure hope not.
I don't think they're done. I mean, I think this team's got the goods, man. I think that they're set up well to make a run, possibly to the championship. So right after this, we'll have Carol Sensley on right here at Kane1240.com, 107.5 FM.
We at Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalmore are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menvel and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalmore's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menvel Grubbs in Dalmore. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s Experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenault Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusion.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
One thing that we left out before we get talking to Coach Sensley, Westgate 68-55 over South Lafourche. Will be moving on and traveling to Lakeshore in the second round. It'll be an 8-9. So we've got some.
Those fish weren't as slippery as we thought.
Yeah. So we got some serious basketball going on in the Bayou area. But the most exciting thing going on, it ain't even close right now, is Highland girls basketball. Coach Carol Sensley, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing good this morning.
Now, You're probably pretty near your girls right now. Didn't you say you're going to be having breakfast around this time with your team?
We'll be having breakfast about 8:30 this morning.
Gotcha.
Have a little team meeting. Yeah.
Now, are you in Hammond as we speak?
We are. We are in Hammond. We came up last night and got situated, settled in. Since the game is so early today at noon, we figured we would just come up the night before.
Yeah, which I think is great. And also, have you gotten a chance to get in the gym at all and take some shots? Were you afforded that opportunity?
No, due to COVID, they're not allowing the teams to have a little shoot around. They're going to allow us. We can get to the gym, to the Coliseum, about an hour and a half before game time, and you can actually have some time on the floor that they have designated for each team, to get some shots up a little early.
Yeah, because I know, I played a little basketball in my time, so has my partner right here, and, well, sometimes that depth perception in different gyms.
It is.
Your shooting, it's nice to get used to that, but I wouldn't think Cedar Creek would have much of an advantage there, them being from North Louisiana. I wouldn't imagine they've been in that gym this year probably as well as you have.
No, neither team, I'm sure, have been at the University Center at Southeastern and played. So, yeah.
Coach, just tell me, Highland is a relatively new school, relative to the other schools in the area, and so hadn't had a lot of opportunities yet to get to where you have gotten, you and your staff have gotten these girls. Tell me about the temperature of the school right now, and how all that's feeling.
We are excited, elated, just really, I guess, kind of just, it's kind of surreal right now. When we came, and I say we, myself and my family moved into the area, that was 4 years ago. And at the time, the Highland girls basketball program only had like seven girls on the team. And it's so funny because I have two daughters. And so both of my daughters moved in, both of them. We came from Lake Charles. My husband was appointed the principal at the school. And when we came in, my daughter was a seventh grader. Dusty and Marin and Corey and Nia were all eighth graders at the time. I was helping the middle school program because I just want to give you a little back.
Absolutely. We love to hear it.
On where we are. At the time, the girls had only, Highland Baptist girls basketball team had only won maybe three or four games in like 5 years. My daughter came, and then they had some of the other girls that just loved basketball. Blair Abshire, who's now moved on, was the first girl basketball player to sign a college or play college basketball at St. Mary. And then my daughter, Cameron Sinsley, was a junior at the time we moved in. Anyway, that group started in some of the varsity games as eighth graders. I asked their parents if we could move them up. I was helping with both middle school, and I was helping Coach Marcus, the head girls basketball coach at that time. Anyway, so it started then, and mm-hmm. we just worked, and we played summer. We got into some summer league games. We started having summer practices, and just over time, you could see the progress and the growth of the program. And we went from going 17-10 to 26-5, and to where we are today, which is 22-4. Now, I must say, adding the Olivier girls, who was was at Anderson. One, Makaya Olivier, is a freshman, and Yvette Olivier is a seventh grader who's getting major minutes. So you add those two very talented players to what we already had, and they genuinely like each other. This is a very close-knit team. So they play hard. They defend well. We have a balance of scoring on the inside. Marin was the district, Marin Barra was the district MVP this year. She's averaging 25 a game, 16 rebounds a game. She's just been, I mean, solid for us on the inside. And then we have three guards that's averaging in double figures. Bree Sims, wow, my daughter, who's a junior, Makaya Olivier, who's Bree's averaging 14, Makaya's averaging 15, and Dusty's averaging 10. So when you add those combinations, and then we also have two other seniors, Corey Biard and Nia Johnson, you add that, who they'll give you your 6 points, 8 points, or 4 points here to the equation, you know, it just makes for, and let's say this, and prayers answered, some things fall your way. I knew we were talented. I just didn't know if we were mature enough to be where we are, and they have proved me wrong day in and day out, because I've always talked about maturity with this team. You've got to be mature in being consistent, and they've done that, and that's where we're here, and I'm just a head coach trying to not mess them up.
Oh, I'm with you. Look, sometimes you just got to get out of the way and let the horses run. I'm with you. Okay, so Cedar Creek, last year, they ended your season, am I correct?
That is correct. We played them in the quarterfinals at their place last year, and we lost to them 44-53 on the road. And it was a tough loss because last 3 minutes of the ball game, we were down two. So it was a nip-and-tuck type game, and we had, you know, chances and opportunities to close it out, and we came up short. So we get a rematch on a neutral court this year, so that makes it a little bit, you know, with a little bit maybe more weight on the line as well.
I got you. Now, keys to the game, Coach, and I know, you know, that there's always, it's about playing within yourself, doing what you do, but anything particular with Cedar Creek that you feel like your team is going to have to do to give yourself a better chance of winning?
Well, I think we are going to bring what has gotten us this far, and that's our defensive intensity and executing, handling the basketball, not turning it over, and, you know, executing. But what I can tell you Cedar Creek does is, you know, they play a up-tempo type game, and so do we. We play very, you know, up-tempo, but we're going to have to control the tempo. And I know that a game is a game of ebb, highs and lows and all of that. But for the most part, we want to be able to control the tempo and be disciplined, not getting in the foul trouble, you know, because it is going to be a fast-paced game, I'm expecting, at noon. And so we just, like you said, have to play within ourselves, stay disciplined. But we want to, you know, we want to control the tempo of the game. That's going to be key.
This is a question. Due to COVID, what are they allowing in Hammond? Or do you guys in school today, are they allowing your students to go to the game? I was just curious about that.
Yeah, because it's in a coliseum and they're still with 25% capacity, they're still allowing, I think it was like 1,200. Okay. And so we're basically looking at about like 600 per school, mm-hmm, because it's in the University Center at Southeastern, and masks have to be worn. Temperature checks, are being made. They are selling tickets at the gate. And then once we enter the Coliseum, of course, temperature checks, and then they'll move us to our locker room or to a location that we'll have to hold. So I think it's going to be very controlled what they do with us to try to keep, social distancing and all of that in place.
Carol, I can't imagine me walking in with my team, you know, thinking back as a football coach and walking, because we're fortunate to play in the Superdome several times, and walking in and my stud players, I got to worry about what their temperature is when they walk in. I think I would be, I'd have the gurgle stomach.
Well, I tell you what, when you bring your own temperature gauge.
Okay, so you got it before. There you go. There you go. I like it.
Bring your own temperature. Yes, I have my own.
I need a second opinion.
Because I want to make sure that theirs is going to register what mine's saying.
Oh, Lord.
But, yeah, before we load but I'm definitely going to, you know, have everybody's temperature checked.
Well, I'll tell you this. So my godchild is Amelia Rose Romero. Son of Troy Felicia.
Your godchild is a sweetheart. And we will see her.
She's going to be cheering. I know she's going to have her little green and gold on the sidelines and cheering her tail off. I know she loves her team and I know the pride she has in her school.
Absolutely. And she represents Highland, oh my gosh, extremely well.
Yeah.
So, yep, so she'll be out there cheering with us.
Well, Carol, you know, mentioned, of course, Turbo, my partner here, mentioned her husband earlier, Tim, a former defensive back for the Cajuns, a great football player, and New Iberia is blessed to have him and your family and you in the area. And just, I tell you, let's make a deal right here on Bayou Sports. If you can get by this one, we're gonna have you on again to talk about the next one.
Well, I tell you what, my plan is to be here and to be on this call for the next one.
Okay,
and thank you. We're blessed to be at Highland Baptist, and I tell you, it's just the community have embraced us, the administration, the church have embraced us. We are so blessed, and my family has been blessed being in New Iberia. So thank you so much for that, and definitely look forward to coming on again.
All righty. Best of luck to you. Hey, you know, those people, they're not only north of I-10. They're almost in Mississippi, okay? I mean, that's some Yankees up there, man. We got to go. We got to get those people. They talk different. They eat different. They put tomatoes in their gumbo. They do all that stuff. So go ahead and take care of business, Carol, and wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, take care. So, Highland, man, that's a big one. Boy, if they get to the finals, it sounds like they've got the goods. Talked about Marin Barra. And what she's done for the team, but Turbo, they're not going away. They're young.
It looks like they average about 75 to 80 points a game. You tell us all these averages.
Yeah.
25, 14, 12, 10. I mean, that's...
No, they can fill it up. And it's amazing that... So evidently, Cedar Creek's got some horses, too, because if she's talking about, you know, having to be careful of letting the game, you know, get too up-tempo. So,
Cedar Creek's out of Ruston. It's a private school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, of course, I lived in Ruston for a year. Barry Gwynn, who was a backup quarterback when I was in high school. Barry was a sophomore when I was a senior. Barry's kids, his youngest boy finished at Ruston High, but they all went to Cedar Creek. No, it's a good school, very well-run school, and a great athletic program.
Yeah, Barry's mom and dad I knew well.
Yep, Charlotte Dr. and Carol.
Gwynn. Yep, that's yep. right, Dr. Gwynn, yep.
So, wishing Highland all the best, of course, wishing all the basketball teams. I mean, Westgate moves on. Catholic High moves on. St. Martinville moves on. Nish moves on. So a lot of basketball to talk about in the upcoming days and hopefully weeks as the boys continue to move on. And with that, we're going to come back. We're going to, again, just like high school, whole bunch of college stuff going on this weekend with the Lady Cajuns basketball as well as softball. With LSU. Basketball, baseball, softball. A lot to talk about. 367-1240, www.cane1240.com. We'll be back right here at 107.5 FM.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation has been keeping Acadiana strong and healthy since 2003. We have the highest level of trained and licensed physical therapists who will customize a treatment plan to get you results. Plus, the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device. And we provide optimum care with both state-of-the-art equipment and drug-free techniques like dry needling and blood flow restriction therapy. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia. Visit isrehab.com.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indes and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs in Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Additive Solutions LLC is protecting frontline workers in the fight against COVID-19. Additive Solutions supplies custom safety shields, air purification, and steam sanitation. Our custom glass installs quickly and is extremely easy to clean, and our industrial purifiers restore your space with the freshest air possible. We will steam sanitize and hand clean all high traffic areas in your facility. Please visit Additive Solutions LLC or call Jace Dugai at 337-577-4858.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes on the all-new Kane 107.5.
Okay, basketball. Going to stay right there, but we're going to move up a level. We're going to talk a little Lady Cajuns. Gary Broadhead. Longtime Terlings girls coach. Had great teams. Won a state championship in 2002. But says, you know what, I want to coach at the collegiate level. It's hard to make a jump from high school to college without having to toil as an assistant, as I well know, because I wasn't willing to toil as long as it was going to take to toil. After my 1 year in college, I'm like, I'm just not going to go through 5, 6, 7 years of my life while my daughter is in her informative years, and I'm going to miss out on that.
And you're never at home.
Yeah, exactly. So I know how it goes. But Gary says, Gary was older and says to heck with it and goes and takes his lump and is an assistant at McNeese, which I guarantee you he wasn't being paid much. All right. Assistant girls basketball coach at a FCS school. But he does his time, comes back, takes over this Lady Cajuns program. And the Lady Cajuns, 60-32 over Little Rock, first Sun Belt Conference championship in history.
Really?
And what people need to understand, Lady Cajuns basketball, and actually it goes back to when he was a GA coming out of college, it was a joke. They would go years and win like one or two games. It was bad.
They had a pretty good little player. What was her name? She played in the women's.
Perrette. Yeah. She ended up passing away.
That Kim Perrette.
Yeah, Kim Perrette.
Yeah, she was a heck of a player.
Absolutely. And that was probably one of their some of their better teams back then. Back then they played McLaurin Gym. Even, you know, sometimes I hated it when they started playing in the Cajun Dome. It's almost like Blackham as well. Blackham was such a great atmosphere, man. Watching Andrew Toney a couple of times in Blackham Coliseum.
Should have watched Dwight Lamar.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Dwight Bo Lamar.
That's right. Bo Peep.
That was back when the Cajuns doing a little cheating.
It was high as the number four team in the country.
Doing a little cheating. You know?
I'm not going there.
Death penalty.
Oh, yes.
It's like, how are all these guys showing up in Lafayette? Oh,
I could tell you stories that that would blow people's minds away.
I don't think anybody realizes this day how good Andrew Toney was.
Oh, he could.
I think might be one of the most. And again, we people would accuse me. Well, you're a South Louisiana guy, Brent. You're biased.
The fans in Philadelphia think he was pretty good.
One of the most underrated NBA basketball players of all time, Andrew Toney. Just unbelievable player. So, Lady Cajuns again, first ever Sun Belt Conference championship. Congratulations to Coach Broadhead and the Lady Cajuns program. Let's see what they can do as they move forward in the tournament. UL men's basketball, not as good. Finished the season with a 69-59 loss to Little Rock. End up 16-8, 10-7 in conference. Of course, we talked to Coach Marlin the other day, and it seems like the Cajuns basketball team and the LSU basketball team have a little bit in common in that
up and down.
Yeah, up and down. Can beat a lot of teams on a given night, can lose a lot of teams on a given night. Speaking of LSU, played Arkansas. Arkansas is the second best team in the SEC right now to Alabama. Actually, I believe Arkansas beat Alabama the other night before the LSU game.
They did.
Tigers lose 83-75 after having a 37-32 halftime lead. From what I saw, where the Tigers screwed up, they should have had a 15-point halftime lead and just didn't get out of. It's kind of like me playing golf this weekend. I hit 13 greens and shot 79. I got nothing out of a great ball striking day. It seemed like LSU in that first half, they just outplayed the heck out of Arkansas, but only came out of with a 5-point lead, which against, when you're trying to upset someone, it makes things difficult.
So you had the yips, huh?
I couldn't make a birdie putt. I didn't have the yips. I didn't miss many small ones. On 18 I did. I missed a 4-footer on 18, but I just struck the ball really well.
But you're right. Those days, both of those schools, they can beat anybody on any given day, and the next day you wonder how they beat who they did beat.
Yeah, just hard to put a finger on it, and just see how that's going. So, you got the Tigers. In my opinion, unless they win the SEC tournament, I don't think they're going to get in the NCAA tournament. 14-8, 9-6 in the SEC.
Yeah, I think they'll get in. I do. Really do.
Yeah, so we'll see that, see how that goes. I'm probably need to win at least one or two games in the tournament, but they definitely got to think they're a bubble team. Definite bubble team. Of course, the Cajuns coming out of their conference relative to what's going on, they need to win. They need to win their conference championship to get in.
Yes.
LSU baseball beat Youngstown State. Doty. Youngstown State comes back and ties the game at the end of eight. LSU comes back in the ninth with two outs and tied, and Doty hits a home run. Moves the Tigers to 6-1, which is a great start. LSU has not started out well over the past several years. Well, and this is what you need to know about the Tigers. The Tigers have scored 63 runs in seven games.
That's impressive.
Simple math.
Hammered Nichols Saturday night.
Yes. 14-0.
But Mineri has been famous for it, putting kids in positions to see what they can do early in the year. So late in the year, he knows who he can count on. And he plays a lot of players, and he throws a lot of pitchers, too.
Oh, definitely throws a lot of pitchers, no doubt. But 63 runs, I don't care. All these guys, I don't care if it's a guy. Nichols is throwing their best guy against LSU. You know they are. Okay, which typically means he'd be somewhere in LSU's rotation. All right, the Cajuns again, those guys, they're going to throw their best guy. So for them to have 63 runs, seven games, the only reason they're not 7-0 is because they booted the ball around late against Air Force earlier in the year. So Tigers, Tiger fans, they need to be getting excited. And speaking of excited, Cajuns baseball. Disappointed, lost to LSU 11-2 last week. 7-3, 5-3, 6-3, all over a talented Rice squad. So the Cajuns are 6-2 now. Lost to Tulane. They took 2 of 3 from Tulane early in the year. Lost to LSU. Winning pitchers, Hayden Dirk, Jason Nelson, Carter Robinson. So the Cajuns are looking good. Coach Degg's team... it's not easy taking over for the icon, Coach Robichaud, that he took over for.
And you can see their pitching's not as sharp Robichaux had, they walk in too many people still.
Yeah. So hopefully they can figure that out. But solid, you know, only giving up three a game. I don't know how many of those are earned and unearned. But you scoring enough, holding them down enough. And like I said, Rice, we were discussing earlier, Rice doesn't have the same head coach anymore. But Rice, over the years, has played great baseball.
Well, they recruit the Houston area, yeah. And they just about select
who. And of course, I mean, we know the talent right there. I mean, there's enough to go around. University of Houston, Rice, whoever. I mean, Houston is one of the most growing areas in all of the country. We're talking, several million people in the greater Houston area.
The greater Houston area is bigger than the state of Louisiana population-wise.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe 2 million more, 6 million people.
I mean, you know, I think of the Woodlands when we used to go visit the Woodlands when I was 19 years old. And, you know, that was just in the middle of the country, and now the Woodlands is, oh, my goodness.
I mean, in that group, too.
the way that's grown.
That's another story.
Cajun softball. They hammer number 10 Oklahoma State 7-1. I just hammer them. No, we're talking a top 10 team. Impressive. But come back, have a chance to get back at the Tigers and lose a heartbreaker 3-2. I know Cajun softball followers that's a tough one to swallow because, like I said, over the years, Cajun softball, that is definitely a sport that the Cajuns could have boasted, that boast to be flat out better than LSU. So to go 0-2 against the Tigers has to be a tough pill to swallow moving on in the season. You know, but softball, baseball is baseball, and we'll see how that evolves and see what that moves on into. Got to be the cream of the crop in the conference. We got to feel like the Lady Cajuns are.
No question about that.
Yeah, cream of the crop. Great atmosphere, what they've done with Lamson Field. I'm just, gosh, dog it, I'm hoping that before we really get deep into conference play and all those things, that maybe they can relax the COVID restrictions, get some more people in the park.
It looks like it's heading that way right now.
Yeah, because basically if you not only had to be a season ticket holder, then you had to be probably picked out of a lottery because I know you just can't get a ticket. I don't care who you are. I take that back. There's always somebody you know. I take that back. But like Eric Hike said the other day, and Eric's pretty big wig within the RCAF and all that, and he said he couldn't even get a ticket at this point.
Yeah, that's...
So it's difficult. So I'm hoping that as the vaccine moves on and everybody gets a little more comfortable. And again, hey, take everybody's temperature at the gate, man. You know, take the temp at the gate and let's get those folks in there. Last but not least in our college roundup, my boy Tim Rebo. I know we're down in Thibodeau. It's a little bit away, hour and 45-minute drive. But I love some Tim Rebo now. Tim Rebo and I are buddies. I've known Tim Rebo most of my life, all of my professional life. And Nichols, 55, Lamar, 0. Tim took over a dumpster fire at Nichols. I'm talking a dumpster fire. Nichols, and I don't know why, and again, I don't even know the guys' names because you hate to speak. You don't want to blow out somebody else's light to make somebody else's light shine brighter. That's something I always said, you know, told my teams, you don't want to talk bad about somebody like that. But Nichols just went in a bad direction before Tim. Brought in a guy from the outside, and it was a much older man. In today's college athletic game, you have to have a face of the program. It's got to be energy. Nick Saban uses the term energy. People says, when's Nick going to quit? Nick still got the energy. He still got the juice. So Nichols proceeds to not even win a game the last year that the gentleman I'm speaking of was there. And I was a little closer to that just because of Manning Camp, being at Manning Camp every year, which is on Nichols campus. So I kind of felt the pulse of that and saw what was going on. But when they hired Tim, that was a coup. Because I tell you, we can talk about Billy Napier. Yes, might be one of the best, might be the best coach in the state of Louisiana. Of course, Coach O. After 19, everybody would say he's the man. But after last year, now the jury's out.
Beating Florida and Ole Miss saved his job.
So I'm just saying, Tim Rebo, I'm putting him up there. I'm going to put him up there. Going to say that he is one of the top coaches in the state of Louisiana. I got a couple of texts in saying I got some phone calls not coming through, so we'll check on that during this break. And if you do have a call, we'll try to fix that phone situation. Call in at 367-1240. We're going to talk some college signees for Catholic High and a few different things coming back after the break. We'll be right back at 367-1240.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Want to work your body in top condition? Look no further than Frank's Specialty Fitness Equipment. Whether outfitting a home gym or a large rehab center, Frank will get you quality equipment that will last for years. Large machines or small accessories, our selection is second to none. Frank, who was born and raised in New Iberia, will see to it that your equipment is serviced even well after the sale. Visit our website at frankspecialtyequipment.com or call the office at 337-316-1231.
It's a new year and new deals at Arsenal Ford. Right now, take $7,000 off MSRP on select 2020 Fusions.
$7,000 off!
Now that's a deal!
We make it easy at Arsenal Ford.
Folks, I'm going to let you in on the best-kept secret in New Iberia. It's called Blazing Specialties. Robert Romero daily prepares a masterpiece of Cajun-inspired delicacies, such as stuffed breads, wings, boudin, crackling, as well as pre-cooked and frozen foods. Need an event catered? Look no further than Blazing Specialties to make your event unforgettable. When I bring food to a customer, it's always Blazing Specialties. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and located at 1115 Center Street next to Freeman Plaza. Blazing Specialties. Come and get you some.
Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Thursday, it's Gene and Bubba. Friday, the 80s experience. Saturday, it's Sideshow. And back on Sunday, it's Chubby Carrier. 19 TVs has you covered for sports, and No Bar has more outdoor seating for proper social distancing. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in Newberry. New Iberia's happiest hours now, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 5 to 8. Most drinks, half price. Check on their Facebook page for the monthly calendar and daily specials.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indes. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, we're back. Got my golf expert.
Not really.
In the house.
Mic's on, Tony?
Mic's on.
Yeah, Teddy?
I don't hear myself. Check the third one to the right.
I did.
Cranked up, okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can hear you, Teddy.
Fine.
Okay. So the work day... World Golf Tournament.
Yep.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, World Golf Championship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A series,
yeah,
of them.
WGC, that, yeah.
Right.
Which tends to draw great fields, which we had a great leaderboard this weekend.
It's a select field, actually. So you have to qualify to get in there. You make points, you know, through you play in the other tournaments, and then – you know, you get double the points towards a FedEx Cup for playing in these. I think there's maybe four, five, six of them through the course of the year.
Gotcha. So this one played, look at it, the concession, which looks to be a heck of a golf course. Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah.
Look, the greens, man. Those greens were just like
tough,
huh? Yeah, roller coaster.
I didn't really get to watch a lot of it, but you know there's a story behind the name of that course.
Which I would love to hear.
Yeah, yeah. Well, back in, I think it was 1979, Ryder Cup matches, Jack Nicklaus was conceded a putt by Tony Jacklin. They were both playing captains of their respective United States American and Great Britain golf teams. And because they tied, okay, And because of that concession, those two guys, years later, got together and designed and built this course, Tony Jacklin and Jack Nicklaus.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool, you know. I mean, it was like that. That's what our sport's all about, you know, honest integrity. You know, it's different from other sports.
Absolutely.
The fact that you're trying to beat the guy so bad. But in this case, they knew both teams played their hearts out. They shouldn't have a winner. They should both. So he conceded like a 3 or 4 foot.
And I do remember that. I mean, I say I remember it. It's before my time, but I do remember the story and everything that went. So that's very interesting.
Yeah, and they played that tournament there because of the COVID thing. They usually play it in Mexico.
Correct.
But decided
Correct.
They didn't want to travel.
Correct. Well, so you know, I didn't keep up with it much on Thursday and Friday, but Saturday I turned it on and I saw such a great leaderboard. Of course, you had McIlroy up there.
Yeah.
You had Patrick Reed up there. And to me, it's. And tell me how you feel about this, Teddy. What really showed me what a great track this is was the disparity of the scores of guys shooting 64 one day and 74 the next day.
Right.
And it goes to and it's the type of course that if you're spraying it, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
But if you're long and steady, it looks like you were going to be fine.
Yeah.
So, in other words, you couldn't get away at all not striking the ball well.
Right. That's what it seemed like. I said, I didn't get to watch a whole lot of it. It's a position course, you know, that like risk-reward. If you Bryson DeChambeau probably would have shot a bazillion there because yep. he would have gone for everything.
Well, and again, he was one of them that shot 64 one day and 75, something like that, the next.
Is that right?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Because, yeah. like I said, there are those courses. Now... To give you an example of something different, there are courses out there that you can spray it, that you can play with your C game, but if you're a bomber,
right?
Okay, and you can hit it long enough that it doesn't matter that you're in the rough, you know, you still can manage your way around the course, but this looks to be the type of course that wasn't the way it was going to go.
Exactly, and I like those type of golf courses. You know, it favors the guy who can position his ball not only in the fairway but on the green in the right spots and stuff. So,
a couple of drivable par fours, especially there was mm-hmm. definitely one of them, which was late. But moving on, Colin Morikawa, this guy's
for real.
Oh man, and it's all about his putting because listening to Azinger talk about him on TV yesterday and talking about his typical stats relative to ball strike, or I should say from ball striking relative to putting, when he puts well, he's going to be there.
Another one of those young guns. You know, there's a slew of them. Victor Hovland, I saw his name up there.
Yeah. He had 2-3 putts in 3 holes that undid him.
Hovland?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
He knocks it on a par 5 and 2 and 3 putts, and then had a 3 putt a couple of holes later. And because he was the guy that had a shot. He actually got it because Morikawa had a comfortable lead most of the time, but Hovland got it to one.
Yeah.
But then just faltered in the end. You got to love that kid's demeanor, man.
Oh, they're both young. And, you know, getting back to Morikawa, he's already won a PGA at age yes. of 23, I think. And just a little side note, you know, a lot of the players on all the tours wore red in honor of Tiger Woods, showing how respectful and how important Tiger Woods to the game of golf globally.
Correct.
You know, they know how much money they're playing for is designated directly to Tiger Woods. Morikawa wanted to wear red, but the shirt, he's got to wear whatever it is, Nike or Adidas, whatever sponsor mm-hmm. he has. He's got to wear that shirt for his sponsorship. And they sent him the shirt, and because of weather, it didn't get there in time. And I think he made a comment to something that he, thank you, Tiger, for doing what you did.
Oh, no, he did. Yeah. I watched
that,
it.
That's astounding.
No, it was. And also in the interview after, the first guy since Tiger Woods under 25 to have a WGC championship wow. as well as a major.
Wow. That's impressive.
Okay, so,
And that's what our sport needs, the professional sport of golf, is Tiger's obviously going to be out for quite a while and probably never come back to the where he was before. The game needs some youngsters
some
to
star
step
power.
Up like that, right, and give a shining star to our sport, you know.
Yeah. And like I said, Hovland, I mean, he's one of them. But again, hey, Tony Finau, I don't know if it was the top 10, but it was the top 50. He was right there. You know, our guy that we talked about, Mr. Consistency.
Oh, man.
you know. Yeah. So
Brooks Koepka was up there too.
Absolutely.
Well, I saw his name.
And he just, you know, he faltered late. God, just hit the worst putt. He's got an eagle putt on 17 that could have got him within one. And Teddy, I'm telling you, Turbo could have hit that putt better.
Hey, Turbo's a putter.
It according to Azinger, it was supposed to be a right lip putt. Well, he just misread it. But he not only misread it and missed it 5 feet to the right. I mean, how often do guys miss
that
a putt?
Bad.
Five feet. But he knocked it about 15 feet past, which that was happening over there. They had a lot of holes that were tucked. And the second you got past the hole, it was downhill, toward the edge. So a little turtle back right there on the edges of some of those greens. But this is a fun tournament to watch, and I'm excited about just the lack of sports we've had because of COVID, and I'm hoping they start getting more and more fans, you know, at some of these tournaments. We got the Masters right around the corner.
It's right around the corner. We got the TPC's,
yep,
the next big one,
yep,
and then the Masters. And I think the Masters is going to allow some patrons to participate and spectate, and so we'll see how that works out. Watching the Masters in November, even though Dustin Johnson won, it was a great win for him, but it was just like, God, this can't be real
The roars on the back nine on Sunday are as an integral part of the Masters, okay, as is Jack and those guys teeing off, you know, to get the thing going.
Yeah, it's a mystique, you know, and it's there. And you take that away, the tournament's just a tournament.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thank you,
good.
Teddy.
All right.
I appreciate
Coach, it. Continue with your good show.
All righty. So give four youngsters some props here. So at Catholic High on Friday, Zach Farris signs with Hendricks College baseball. Carter Fletcher signs with Iowa Wesleyan baseball. Jody Swear signs with Louisiana College in softball. And Lori Batto, daughter of Angela Batto, the head softball coach at Catholic High, signs with Millsaps.
Good school.
Absolutely.
Great school.
Absolutely. A fine institution of learning right there in Mississippi, correct?
Yes. Probably the best school in the state of Mississippi, education-wise.
Exactly. And I'm sure they play good sports there as well. So, fired up for those coaches out there. We're going to keep on top of that. Want to always mention these young folks who get to move on to play at the next level. Of course, they're not the only ones we're going to highlight. There's a lot of great players that don't get to play at the next level. That I know we've got Stoney Lynn's son at Nish that will eventually get on the show. Along with Coach Llewellyn, again, as they move on into their district play and toward the playoffs. Coach Jordan coming on this Friday. We're going to talk a little Catholic High baseball again. Going to talk to Lorville's coach, Coach Rob Segura, later on.
Want to let people know, Tuesday night we'll have the Nish game on against North Shore at 6:15 pregame and 6:30 with the tip-off.
Basketball,
That's right. That's
right.
Correct.
At the Hive.
That's right.
At the Hive.
At the Hive.
So finishing things up, happy birthday. Happy heavenly birthday. Born in 1926, Pete Rozelle. You know, I equate, when I think of Pete Rozelle, if you think of James Bond, I bet you think of Sean Connery.
Yeah, Roger Moore, too.
Okay, you see, I'm Roger Moore because I grew up with Roger Moore. When I think of James Bond, I think of Roger Moore.
Roger Moore was the saint.
Yeah, he's my James Bond. Older generation, they tend to think of Sean Connery. Pete Rozelle's my commissioner. You know, I grew up with Pete Rozelle as commissioner. You know, I don't think of Paul Tagliabue. I don't think of the guy they got now. Pete Rozelle was my commissioner.
I want to say Pete Rozelle tried to sign Billy Cannon back in the old days at Sugar Bowl Stadium, but somebody from the Houston Oilers beat him to it.
Pete Rozelle, the architect of the current modern NFL.
Yes.
Joined the two leagues together. For people that don't remember, it wasn't the NFC and the AFC. It was the AFL and the NFL. They were literally two separate leagues.
Entities, that's right.
And, of course, the NFL was considered the better league. But the AFL was right there. And then, of course, when Joe Namath predicted
guaranteed
the win. And you know what's funny? It's how they overplay that. He answered a question. You know, and when you ask a guy if you're going to win the game or not, you know, it wasn't like Joe Namath went out of his way to tell somebody, I guarantee you we're going to win this game.
Broadway Joe.
Yeah, but so many stuff like that, it's played up over time.
Absolutely.
The guy was asked a question. Yeah, I guarantee you we're going to win the game. Okay. Yeah. But because he did it.
That's right.
Because he did it.
It'd be really a good cold team, too.
Because you know what? If they'd have lost, you wouldn't even have talked about it.
That's right.
But just great stuff. 1949 in history, Joe Louis retires at 66-3. Defended his title 25 times. 1969, 20 years later, the Mickey Mantle, retires after 18 years, 536 home runs with a .298 average.
And, you know, he wouldn't have played his last year if he'd have known he'd have dropped below .300.
Oh, I bet that killed him.
That ate him alive.
Oh, no, I bet that killed him.
He said, I'd never played the
68 season. Anybody
knows
a baseball guy, that .300 number right there, man.
He said, I never would have played the 68 season if I'd gone below .300.
And to finish the show off, a little anecdote. I have a buddy who is currently an assistant coach at Acadiana High, who before that was the defensive coordinator at Lorville High, and before that was my defensive coordinator at three different schools, Trace Sutton. Trace grew up in a mansion in Brobridge that burned down about 20 years ago. Okay? And this was a famous mansion called the Sutton Mansion at the time. Trace's stepdad was involved with Edwin Edwards. He was involved with Tung Sun Park. He was involved. Kind of guy that traveled with money belts and, you know, stuff like that. You with me? Ended up in a little scandal with some oil stuff and ended up having to leave that house. But they would entertain Mickey Mantle at that. Mickey really? Mantle would come down to Brobridge.
To Brobridge. Paul Bro.
Pont Bro, and play cards at that mansion. Okay?
Amazing.
I remember telling my mother about that, and she knew exactly the house. She knew where it was. She knew exactly the whole deal. So just interesting tidbit right there that Mick used to fly down and come play cards and hang out at the mansion in Brobridge.
Good trivia.
Yep. So moving on, tomorrow we've got Jason Fothery coming on. We don't want to forget about Episcopal School of Acadiana right there, Division 5. They're going to be playing Claiborne in double byes gotten in that league, so in the second round. We're going to talk a little. I came across an article, the top 50 college football players of all time, and the list shocked me. It's on 247 Sports. The list shocked me. And I'll let you know about that tomorrow. So Bayou Sports brought to you by Iberia Sports and Rehab, Height, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. Schwing Insurance, Blazing Specialties, Additive Solutions, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. The Quarter Tavern, didn't get to go there Friday. We ended up hanging out after golf. Just had a couple of beers, but I didn't feel like it would be the prudent thing to do to try to drive downtown. So I'll make sure to go visit Ty at the Quarter Tavern sometime this week. Arsenal Ford, Frank Specialty Fitness Equipment with Frank Burbank. Action Specialties, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. Grittick LLC Electric and General Services. That's a wrap for today. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow right here on Bayou Sports.
You're listening to KANE 1240 AM and K298CQ 107.5 FM, New Iberia.
The voice of the Tash.